Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Age-Proof Brain by Dr. Mark Milstein is a practical guide to keeping the brain sharper for longer by focusing on everyday choices that influence memory, attention, mood, and long-term cognitive resilience. Written from the perspective of a neuroscientist and educator, the book translates complex research into doable strategies aimed at reducing dementia risk and improving mental performance at any age. It connects brain health to the whole body, emphasizing how inflammation, metabolic health, sleep quality, stress levels, and immune function can either support or undermine cognition over time. Rather than presenting a single miracle hack, it frames brain aging as a process shaped by repeated habits, and it offers ways to nudge that process in a healthier direction. Readers can expect a blend of science-backed explanations and action steps covering nutrition, movement, stress management, and lifestyle design, with the goal of making brain-protective routines realistic, measurable, and sustainable in real life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rethinking brain aging and dementia risk. A central theme is that brain aging is not simply a fixed destiny, but a dynamic process influenced by modifiable factors across the lifespan. The book explores how cognitive decline can build gradually from small biological stresses that accumulate for years, such as chronic inflammation, poor sleep, unmanaged stress, and sedentary routines. It distinguishes normal age-related changes from more concerning patterns tied to neurodegenerative disease, helping readers understand why early prevention matters even if symptoms are not present. Instead of treating memory lapses as purely a mental issue, it connects them to whole body signals like insulin regulation, cardiovascular health, and immune balance. This perspective encourages readers to focus on reducing risk rather than chasing certainty, because no single behavior guarantees an outcome. By emphasizing what can be controlled, the book promotes a proactive mindset grounded in scientific plausibility, strengthen protective habits, remove avoidable harms, and build a lifestyle that supports brain maintenance. The result is a framework for making decisions today that can pay off in future decades, while also improving day-to-day focus and mental energy in the present. Secondly, memory and learning, training the brain with smarter inputs. The book highlights that better memory is not only about trying harder to remember, but about improving the conditions under which the brain encodes, stores, and retrieves information. It explains key contributors to everyday recall, such as attention quality, distraction management, sleep-dependent consolidation, and the role of stress hormones in either strengthening or weakening learning. Rather than relying on gimmicky brain games alone, it frames memory improvement as a whole system challenge. Optimize the brain's capacity to take in information, and recall becomes easier. Practical strategies often center on how to structure learning, including spacing practice, reducing multitasking, using meaningful association, and designing environments that support focus. It also emphasizes lifestyle factors that influence cognitive performance quickly, like hydration, stable blood sugar, and regular movement breaks that improve blood flow and alertness. This section is especially useful for readers who want immediate benefits at work or school, because it links neuroscience concepts to routines that can be applied within days. The approach is to make memory a byproduct of healthy brain states and smarter habits, not a battle of willpower. Thirdly, food, metabolism, and inflammation as brain protection tools. A major topic is the relationship between what you eat, how your body handles energy, and how your brain performs over time. The book discusses how metabolic health and inflammatory load can affect cognition, including mechanisms such as oxidative stress, vascular function, and signaling molecules that influence brain cells. It frames nutrition less as dieting and more as supplying the brain with stable fuel and minimizing biological insults that can accelerate cognitive aging. Readers are guided toward patterns that support steadier blood sugar, healthier lipid profiles, and reduced chronic inflammation, while also supporting the gut and immune system. The emphasis is typically on consistent choices rather than perfect restriction, which makes the guidance more sustainable. It also addresses why highly processed foods and frequent spikes in blood sugar can be problematic for focus and long-term brain resilience, and how protein, fiber, and healthy fats can contribute to satiety and steadier energy. By tying food to both short-term mental clarity and long-term risk reduction, the book provides motivation that goes beyond weight or appearance, making dietary change feel directly relevant to memory, mood, and productivity. Fourthly, sleep, stress, and the immune system, the brain-body connection. The book places heavy emphasis on the brain-body loop, particularly how sleep and stress management affect immunity and cognitive function. It explains that poor sleep is not just tiring but biologically disruptive, impacting attention, emotional regulation, and the brain's ability to clear metabolic waste. Chronic stress is presented as a long-term amplifier of inflammation and hormonal imbalance, which can impair learning and memory while also straining immune defenses. Rather than treating stress reduction as optional self-care, the book frames it as a core brain protective strategy, especially in a modern environment filled with digital overload and constant demands. Practical tactics focus on improving sleep quality and consistency, creating routines that downshift arousal, and reducing behaviors that fragment sleep. It also encourages tools that help regulate the nervous system, such as breathing practices, mindful breaks, and structured recovery time, not as spiritual prescriptions, but as physiological interventions. This topic helps readers understand why brain health plans fail when sleep and stress are ignored, and why small improvements here can yield disproportionate benefits in mood stability, mental sharpness, and resilience against illness. Lastly, movement and lifestyle design for long-term cognitive resilience. The book argues that an age-proof brain is built through repeatable lifestyle systems, with physical activity as a cornerstone. It explains that movement supports brain health through improved blood flow, better insulin sensitivity, and the release of growth-related factors that help maintain neural connections. The focus is not limited to intense workouts. It also values consistency, daily activity, and breaking up long sedentary stretches, which can matter for metabolic and vascular health. Beyond exercise, it emphasizes lifestyle design, shaping your environment, schedule, and social habits to make brain-supportive behaviors more automatic. This includes setting up cues for movement, simplifying meal choices, protecting sleep time, and reducing exposure to constant distractions. It also underscores that brain resilience is multidimensional, combining physical health, cognitive engagement, emotional regulation, and social connection. By turning brain health into a set of routines rather than a temporary challenge, the book makes the case that small actions, repeated for years, compound into meaningful protection. For readers who struggle with consistency, the lifestyle design angle can be as valuable as the underlying neuroscience. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who want to preserve memory and mental sharpness as they age, as well as younger readers who want to build habits that reduce long-term dementia risk. It can also help busy professionals, caregivers, and health-minded readers who want science-informed guidance without needing to decode academic papers. The benefit to a reader's life comes from the way it links cognitive performance to daily choices that are already on the schedule: sleep, meals, movement, stress, and focus. By improving these inputs, many people can experience more stable energy, better attention, and greater confidence in their memory, while also supporting immune resilience and overall health. Compared to similar brain health books that lean heavily on supplements, trendy protocols, or vague encouragement, this one stands out by emphasizing practical, repeatable strategies grounded in mainstream neuroscience and physiology. It aims to give readers a coherent framework rather than isolated tips, making it easier to prioritize actions that deliver the biggest return. If you want a realistic plan that fits real life and addresses both short-term performance and long-term prevention, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Dr. Mark Milstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.